Attack on bus driver brings safety review. It was a shock and a painful lesson for many people when the police announced that the cause of a bus accident in Chongqing on October 28th. Video footage from inside the bus suggested that after a passenger missed her stop and asked the bus driver to stop, he refused, and she began hitting him over the head with her cell phone. During the conflict, the bus driver lost control of the bus and it plunged into the Yangtze River. The accident left 13 people dead and 2 missing, according to Xinhua. Zhong Xuankai, a lawyer with Anli Partners in Beijing, said the accident showed that it is important that those who cause danger to public safety face stiff penalties. Such attacks are vicious but common, Zhong told the New York Times. In fact, it's not rare to hear of passengers attacking bus drivers in China. This month, a local court in Shanyang, Liaoning province, sentenced 3 people to up to 3 years in prison for endangering public safety by distracting bus drivers, Xinhua reported. Passengers who interfere with bus drivers are endangering public safety, which is tantamount to serious crimes like arson and poisoning, Liao Changsong, a Beijing lawyer, told the Global Times. To prevent similar cases from happening, many Chinese cities have taken measures to keep bus drivers safe. Beijing, with over 70% of buses having separate drivers' cabins, has promised to replace old buses that do not have safety partitions with new ones having such devices. Dozens of cities, including Xi'an, Wuhan, Changsha, and Nanning, have plans to add safety partitions to buses to protect drivers from any interference by passengers. The bus operator in Xuanzhou, Fujian province, has invited psychologists to teach drivers how to manage their emotions when encountering an angry passenger. These measures are necessary, but they are not enough, said Xinhua. Public security is closely connected with social morality. People should obey the law and be self-disciplined, and calmer and more rational. Many countries have introduced measures to deal with the problem of violence against bus drivers. According to CGTN, on every bus in the US state of New Jersey, a sign on the back of the driver's seat warns passengers that anyone attacking a driver can be fined or put into prison. In London, the local government has launched a program to train drivers to deal with angry passengers and avoid potential conflicts, BBC News reported.